Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And I absolutely believe, with all willingness to be wrong, that the Golden State Warriors will also win this basketball game tonight. And I wonder if we could look at this bracket just a little bit differently. I want to throw something at you, and I'll let the audience know right now, I did not tell Dibs I was going to do this. So I want to throw something at you right now. It starts with a premise, though. The premise is, especially because Deep Dive Dibs, who has been working hard this week, Deep Dive Dibs has done a lot of historical references. 7 versus 2.
Oh, yeah.
And who wins game one and when you win game one on the road and such. Do you buy this premise that the Golden State Warriors we're watching right now were actually born the first week of February? And that's the team that we're watching right now. Do you buy that as a premise?
I'd buy it to the extent that this team is different than the team that went 12-3 and then promptly went, what, like 20-26 or whatever the numbers were.
Right.
They were amazing early, and then they were really mediocre, and they actually were kind of secretly subpar.
No doubt.
And then they got Jimmy, and then they became a different team. So to that extent, and your premise, I'll allow it.
Okay.
I'm like a judge, and you know the opposition objected, and I said overruled.
Okay.
Because I want to hear it.
I'm very, very excited that you accepted my premise. I am hoping that the majority of you listening, and I want to repeat it because I know it's easy to tune people out when they're talking. Listen to the premise. Are these Warriors, the ones we're watching now, are they actually a team that was born the first week of February? If your answer's yes, that's who they are now, because I believe that. So I believe things that happened in December don't matter that much. So we can go through all these matchups that the Warriors and the Rockets had this year. And even though the Warriors had some success against the Rockets early on, I don't think it's an accurate picture of what we're doing now. And this might help with why I am bordering on cocky when talking about this series. Dibs, I wonder if you might play a game based on my premise. And who cares if you're right or wrong? Because these are all close and it's just for fun.
Well, Grandy cares.
Well, there'll be buzzers. But
yeah, there will be. Hopefully a ding or two along the way.
I would love to explore your and the listeners' perceptions about these 8 teams that are in the Western Conference playoffs and who they actually are right now. Would you like to guess, heading from 8-1, the seeding of the Western Conference playoffs if we just started when Jimmy started playing?
So basically post-All-Star break.
Basically.
Ish.
But let's start the night that he played against the Chicago Bulls. The first half was ugly, and then here they came, and that's Jimmy Butler's Warriors era. From that moment heading forward, what do you think the seeding of the Western Conference playoffs actually are? You want to give it a whirl?
I'll give it a whirl.
Let's give it a whirl. Let's go from 8 up until 1. Who do you think is the 8 seed? Remember, the season, and this is regular season only, no playoff games, no play-in games. Just the records of the teams once Jimmy Butler started playing basketball. Who do you think is the 8 seed?
I would guess Memphis because they were really good and they wound up as the 8 seed. So I think Memphis would be the 8.
That is absolutely correct. In fact, Memphis has a losing record.
Right.
And losing record.
And I remember we talked about this going into the play-in and how, you know, Memphis was amazing and then they were, you know, really kind of eh, and then worse, and then they limped in and they're the 8.
I think you see it so far.
Right.
Right? They've been blown off of the map twice in Oklahoma City. Who do you think is the 7 seed?
Here's where it gets tough because, like, OKC is 68-14, but they were probably like 50-5 at one point. So I don't think that they're the 7. I'm just going to go with Minnesota because I think that they were good but not great. I'm torn between Minnesota and Denver, but I'm going to say Minnesota.
You're going to say Minnesota.
It's the 7.
Grady, I'm sorry. The 7 seed in my reality, the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, I knew it was one of the 2.
The Denver Nuggets are the 7 seed, and you know damn well I've been telling you for a week and a half now I think the Clippers are going to win that series, and I still think the Clippers are going to win that series. The Denver Nuggets, they are your 7 seed. Who do you think is the 6 seed?
I'd go with Minnesota.
Okay.
I was torn between the 2.
All right, Grandy. The Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, that's my other candidate.
The Lakers are the 6 seed in my reality that doesn't actually exist.
Right.
The Los Angeles Lakers are your 6 seed. Would you like to take a gander at the 5 seed?
I'm pot committed on the Timberwolves,
so
I'm going to stay with Minnesota.
Grandy, I'm sorry.
It is.
Ready for this one now.
Houston.
The Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
That's the 5 seed. Who do you think?
You know who I think is the four
seed.
Give it to me. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
finally.
You got it. The Minnesota Timberwolves.
I was so pot committed on Minnesota.
That is your 4 seed.
Yep.
Who do you think is the 3 seed?
Probably Oklahoma City.
Grandy? No.
It's the Clippers.
It's the Los Angeles Clippers.
Well, I know the Warriors are 1, so
who do you think
OKC would be the 2.
Grandy? No, I'm sorry.
Holy shnikes.
The Golden State Warriors are the 2 seed.
Close, though.
What does that leave for you there? Who's the 1 seed, Dibs?
I would have to say the Sacramento Kings, Mark.
Buzzman, it's the Oklahoma. It's the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Going.
Okay? So I want to repeat that for
you. What's the record difference between OKC and the Warriors, if you have it?
I do have it. Give me a moment.
I know it's really, really close because the Warriors were amazing.
Yes. Here is the actual difference. The Oklahoma City Thunder, 27-5.
Okay.
The Warriors at 2, 23-8. 23-8, Oklahoma City, 27-5. The third-seeded Clippers, 22-9, just a game behind the Golden State Warriors. Even though they beat them on the last day of the regular season. All right. Now, the reason I love this list so much is because I actually think if you look at it, it's, while not perfect, it is a pretty accurate portrayal of what we've seen so far in the first 4 days of the NBA playoffs. I think it's pretty accurate. Who's been the best looking team? Oklahoma City. Who's next? Who's in the next best position? It's the Golden State Warriors.
Yes, so far.
Absolutely. Clippers would be the 3 seed. I agree. They grabbed home court away from the Denver Nuggets and almost won both games. Minnesota's the 4 seed. They dominated the Lakers in game 1. Obviously, the Lakers came back in the next game. Now, the Lakers down at 6, I probably think they look more like the 4 or the 5. And the Rockets at the 5 probably look more like the 6. Or the 7, the Denver Nuggets, say it again, I think they're going to lose this series. They just fired their coach. And the Memphis Grizzlies are, they are the Where's Waldo of this bracket. He who does not belong. Which one of these is not like the other? Raise your hand. It's the Memphis Grizzlies. You don't belong here. And you're going to get absolutely unceremoniously knocked out of this thing. 5 games max.
And we kind of knew that, which is why we all thought that the win over Memphis was so big, and Steve Kerr said as much. Now, would the Warriors be doing this against OKC? I think that they'd be faring better. They might still be down 2 games to none.
Oh, very possible.
And they might have lost game 1 by 50 based on the short rest, but I do think game 2 would have been a different story, and Memphis is just not good enough, and they're not ready, so that just leads to what Steve had said, and you said it as well. It wasn't a must win against Memphis, but it kind of was
must
because,
win. Yeah.
You know, you get Houston, winnable. You're the favorite, and now you're up 1-0. Or you get OKC, travel spot, short rest. They're really, really good with 68 wins. So if it wasn't a must win, it was as damn close to one as you could possibly ask for.
No doubt. So when we look at it maybe through this lens, because I believe that's who the Warriors are right now, maybe it helps people see I'm not looking at a 7 seed. I'm not watching a 7 seed. In my reality, the Warriors are the 2.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They're the 2, and Houston is much closer to the 7. The only difference in this is that they had to start on the road. That's the only difference. And they've been a very good road team all year. They're veterans. They've been around the block a billion times. I don't think they're bothered by the road. I don't think they care, and we saw that on Sunday night. Now, Houston will play desperately tonight, and they are definitely a quality team. And so if the Rockets are going to do something in this series, then they'll win tonight. And they very well might. They very well might. But my confidence will not be shaken either way. And I'll be to the level of snickering if the Warriors actually win this game tonight. But that's why I sound the way I sound this week. To me, the Warriors are the 2 seed. In the Western Conference, not the 7.
And that's a good way to look at it as far as what this team has been since Jimmy Butler, and a lot of it is momentum-based, and we can look at the games they played when they had Jimmy Butler, and Houston came in and beat the Warriors by 10 mm-hmm. in that game, and we can look at why, and for me, the why is multitude. It's one, the Warriors were at the end of a gauntlet, and Memphis shot better than they have in the other 5 games that these 2 teams have played, and I don't want to harp on the whistle too much, but on that night, there were 29 total fouls called, which is 9 fewer than the norm in an NBA game, and I do think that a more physical game with physicality allowed, I think that that favors Houston more than it favors the Warriors because A, the Warriors are better at the foul line, and B, if you can manhandle yep. the Warriors star, like if you want to manhandle Dylan Brooks, fine. Dylan Brooks
That's
loves to be manhandled,
to exactly.
right? And you can manhandle anybody, and Şengün is still going to get to the foul line. And if you are allowed to manhandle Steph Curry, you have a bigger advantage on the Warriors than the likewise.
I buy
you know?
What you're saying. I think it moves the needle in their direction. I don't know if it gives them the overall edge in the game, but it moves the needle in their direction. I'll buy it. What do y'all think? Do you buy my premise that the Warriors are actually the 2 seed? If you think about it through that lens.